I don't understand what's happened to the world when a person has gone sound asleep quietly in their own home and this idiot calls.
Hey, Barbara.
I'm talking to the policeman, so hush. Okay. I'm going to tell you what. I pray for our country. Our country, with this kind of thing going on, is pitiful.
Dear baby Jesus, please stop these horrible prank callers from calling Barbara.
Shut up!
And may their phones burn in hell. Amen.
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 6, and today is Wednesday, February 6, 2019. I've got a Craigslist ad up right now for a house for rent, so gotta call everybody back and, you know, let them know all the things that are wrong with my house. So, a few people left some voicemails, a bunch of them were just missed calls, so hopefully people will pick up when I call them back. I'm not really sure. Usually I do these prank calls, you know, just the individual calls, and then I kind of piece it all together as a show, but I'm gonna try something different this time and do it sort of live, even though it's not really live, because I'm still going to be a recording. So let's play back the voicemails first and start with those, and then we'll move on to the next ones. So got a message here from a lady named Robin.
Hi, good evening, Dave. This is Robin, and I was calling about the house that you have for rent. Forgive me for my voice. I've been sick and just starting to get my voice back. excuse me. If you can, just give me a call back at 919. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's give Robin a call back.
Hello, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin, this is Dave. I'm calling you back about that house for rent.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I've got pneumonia, so my voice is kind of off right now.
Oh.
So sorry I'm talking so low. I have looked at a lot of houses. Can you remind me which one is yours?
Oh, yeah, it's the one in Cary.
What do you know what your ad says?
I got it right here. I can read it to you if you want.
Okay. That would be great.
Yep. It says, older home for rent in Cary, located in quiet neighborhood near Kildare Farm Road and Tryon Road. $9.95 a month plus $800 security deposit. Call Dave to set up with questions or set up an appointment. And
Okay. Find it because I like to look at it, but that's okay. I'll just make notes. Excuse me. Okay, so do you accept dogs?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, we have one dog.
Yeah, that's fine. Definitely.
And is there a washer and dryer?
There is. So.
Okay.
Yep. So the only thing you want to make sure you do is because the house has, it's an old, you know, Victorian house from 1810. And so you make sure you keep, the dog should be fine. Just make sure you keep the dog out of the attic because the house is very old. So there's actually, I don't know if you've heard or not, the house has been on the news a few times, but there's actually a poltergeist that lives in the attic and it's not very friendly to animals. So definitely want to keep animals out of the attic because, the last tenant that just left, she had a cat, and the poltergeist threw her cat out the window from the attic window. So it's definitely not a friendly spirit living up in the attic.
Gotcha. Well, I'll be honest, that doesn't make me want to live there, even in the house.
Oh, it's a nice house, though. It's really well kept, and the poltergeist usually just stays upstairs. It doesn't usually bother anybody downstairs, so it's, you know. Crazy things happen up in the attic, but, you know, the rest of the house is fine.
Right. I appreciate you telling me about that, but I am actually not interested in the house now.
Oh, well, why
somebody
not?
Somebody else may enjoy that.
Oh, well, don't you want to come take a look at it? I mean, I think the poltergeist just hates cats. I don't think it has anything against dogs, because the lady who lived there about 2 years ago had a dog and never had any issues. So I think it's just right. against cats. So
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much for giving me a call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So did you want to come take a look at the house and see how it looks for you?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm good. Thank you.
Is it because of the poltergeist?
Yes.
Oh. No, it's friendly to people.
Spirits are very important to me.
Yeah, it just hates cats. It's never hurt any people yet. I mean, this one lady, you know, that used to live there, she used to wake up with like weird green spots all over her face occasionally, but I don't think that was that. I think that was from the mold and the ceiling fan.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, so you don't want to rent the house?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me know if you change your mind.
Have a good day.
You too.
I will. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Oh, Robin doesn't want to rent my house. That stinks. All right. Let's listen to another voicemail and see if we can rent it to somebody else. This one didn't leave a name, but let's see what it has to say.
Hi, this message is for Dave. I had seen the house you have for rent in Cary, and I was wondering if I could get a little more information about it, schedule a little time to see it. You can call me back at 919. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's give her a call.
Hi, you've reached Rhonda. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message. Thanks.
Nope, Rhonda's not answering. Let's try her again.
Hi, you've reached Rhonda. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave.
Oh, Rhonda is hitting the FU button, so I'll have to come back to that one. She's not picking up. All right. Here's another voicemail.
Hi, this is Leah, and I'm calling about the home you have posted on Craigslist for rent. Could you please give me a call back at 919? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's give Leah a call. And hopefully she'll pick up. She's actually the last one that's left a voicemail so far. So the rest of the people are just missed calls. So I'm not quite sure, you know, how that's going to go. But we'll see how it works.
Hello?
Hello, Leah?
Hi.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling you back about the house for rent.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
I'm doing well. So, yeah, I was wondering if you could just tell me a little more about the property.
Oh, yeah. It's an old house built in 1801. So it's an old Victorian home. It's got a lot of history with it, and it's a nice home. It's in a quiet neighborhood.
And how much were you asking a month?
$995.
And it's in.
It's
Cary?
Yeah, it's in Cary.
Huh. Okay. What part of Cary is it in?
It's near Kildare and Tryon, kind of near Waverly Place, the shopping center.
Okay. Does it have well water or city water?
It actually has both. There is a well on the property, but it was hooked on to town water. So, but there's a valve in the basement, so you can actually switch from one to the other.
Okay. And have your residents had trouble with water before?
No, not at all.
So. Okay. I'm asking because we're currently renting a house in Apex. And we have water trouble often, and I just wanted to make sure we weren't considering a place that also has water issues.
Oh no, this place has, you know, very good water pressure. The water is included in the rent, and we actually had the tenant that just moved out actually use the water quite frequently. That's why there's both the well and the city water. He actually, to lower his electric bills, he made a water reservoir in the bathtub. And so he kind of like made like a water turbine in the bathroom to make his own electricity. So it rung up, made the water bill a little bit high for us, but you know, It was kind of cool. He left it there, so you don't even have to pay the electric bill, because there's a big turbine in the bathroom that, you know, you turn on the bathtub and it spins.
There's no electric bill?
No, because the house generates its own electricity. The tenant that just moved out made a water turbine, like a generator, out of the bathtub. So you what you do is you turn on both the valves in the bathtub, and it spins this little wheel, and it makes electricity. So the whole house, whenever you need electricity, you just turn on the bathtub, and it makes its own electricity. It's really cool.
So, really?
Yeah,
goodness.
I'm not sure how he did it. I think he must be some kind of a scientist or something, because I've never seen anything like it, but... You just turn on the water and it makes its own electricity.
Okay. Do you know who the internet provider is?
Yeah, I think AT&T and Time Warner service that address. They're both there.
Okay. And your last tenant, they didn't have any trouble with cell service?
Oh no, not at all. They never complained whatsoever. That again, the last guy that moved out, he must have been some kind of a scientist. So he actually he somehow contracted, I think it was with like maybe Verizon, I think. I'm not really sure. But there's actually a cell tower in the backyard, so you'll have excellent cell service. It kind of looks like the Eiffel Tower, but a little bit shorter. And it's got the big Verizon logo on it.
Okay. So. Is there any, how big is the yard?
The property's a half acre, so it's got a pretty good sized yard. The only thing is there's no grass over around the cell tower, because we've tried to plant it, but I think the radiation from the cell tower, it kills the grass, because the last time I tried to plant grass, it turned purple. I've never seen anything like that. So yeah, it's definitely, don't want to get too close to that, but, I'd say about half the yard should be just fine. You can kind of see like the line where the grass goes from green to purple and starts to die. So,
How long did your last tenant live there?
Oh, he lived there for probably about 8 months.
Okay. Why did he leave?
Well, he left because I'm actually not really sure. He just disappeared one night. I'm not really sure. I know there was a huge mess in the basement. I know, cause he's a scientist. So there was some kind of a weird lab down there and I had to clean that all up. So not exactly sure. He just left and abandoned the place, but you know, there was a whole bunch of cool, like sciencey stuff down in the basement that he left. So, you know, I left that there in case anybody else wants it, or I'll probably just have a yard sale in the spring. You know, there's all sorts of copper tubing and, you know, glass beakers and, you know, weird looking bottles and I don't know. It's always interesting if you rent to a scientist. You never know what they're going to do.
Is there any storage on the outside of the property?
Oh, yeah.
Like a shed or anything?
Oh, yeah. There is a little shed there. So, and it's mostly free. There's actually there's a big... some sort of an antenna that he put in there. I don't quite know if it's true or not, but I know he had built some sort of antenna in the shed and kind of aimed it at the sky. And he said he was like sending beams into space to do something about microwaves that I didn't quite understand. He said he was trying to about like push a Russian satellite out of orbit. It was really weird. He was certainly a character, that Chad that just moved out.
Okay. How long have you owned the property?
Oh, I've owned it for about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be my grandma's house.
Okay. How many bedrooms and baths?
It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, but one of the bathrooms has the water turbine in it, so the bathtub is taken up in one of them, but the other one is free.
Okay, got it. And the heat is electric, or is it propane?
It's electric, which actually comes out really handy because, you know, since you just turn on the bathtub and it makes the free electricity, that means the heating bill is included too.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of could tell me about it?
Well, like what?
You said it's quiet. How close is the next neighbor?
The houses are, it's an older neighborhood, so they're, you know, somewhat spaced apart. I think most of the properties in the neighborhood are between a half acre to an acre, so they're, I guess, about the what you'd find in an old neighborhood.
Okay. Is there any way that I could drive by and look at it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So.
Okay.
When did you want to come see it?
Go to work today. I may be able. I'd like to just drive by and check out the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, sure.
So I may be able to drive by before I go to work today. What is the address?
Oh sure, it's 105 Guernsey Trail. It's at the end of the road.
Guernsey?
Yep, Guernsey, like the cow.
Okay. And it's in Cary. Okay. I may try to drive by now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me just check with my husband, and then can we call you back so we can see the inside of it?
Yeah, sure.
Interested?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, and then how, do we have to put in an application, or you just kind of choose people that you'd like to rent, or how does that go?
Oh, yeah, it's just a rental application. There's no fee for you. Come take a look at the place, and then if you're interested, we can fill out an application and see where it goes.
Okay. What is your name again?
This is Dave.
Dave. Awesome. Okie doke. Dave, I will definitely give you a call back today.
Sounds good. I will talk to you later then.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Take care.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Leah is very interested in the house. And by the way, she'll be in for a fun surprise when she drives by it. I'm actually prank calling a town that I used to live in. And that whole neighborhood has been demolished and is now an industrial building of some sort. So 105 Guernsey Trail no longer exists. That was my friend Debbie's old house, but house is not there anymore, so she'll be very interested when she drives by and sees that the house is gone and it's not an address anymore. But her GPS should probably still find it, so who knows. Anyway, so that's the end of the voicemails that people left, so I think there might be a few text messages. Let's call the people that texted first. So here's one from someone named Jay Lynn. It says, "Hey, Dave, my name is Jay Lynn. I saw the 3-bedroom house in Cary. I wanted to know the location, if it's still available." Okay, well, let's give her a call back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Well, she's not answering. Let's try her one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Well, nope, she is not answering, so let's find the next person. Oh, here is a text message from someone named Sylvia. Let's see what Sylvia says. "Hello, Dave. This is Sylvia. I called you regarding your announcement in Craigslist. I'm interested in the house for renting." Okay, so she must have called, too. Okay, let's give her a call back. Maybe Sylvia will answer the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Sylvia?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Dave. This is Dave. I'm calling you back about the house for rent.
About what?
About the house for rent. You called earlier and left a message.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't hear you. Yeah, can I call you in
10
minutes, please?
Sure, I guess. I mean, you want me to just call you back?
Yes. Please, because I'm working right now, so I can take my lunch in 10 minutes, so we can speak.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I will call you back in about 10 minutes then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Great. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we'll have to call her back. Let's see. Oh, and here's a message from someone named Trina. Hi, Dave. This is Trina. I'm interested in viewing your property and carry if still available, and any additional information you may have. Thank you. All right, let's give Trina a call. And I'm making all these calls on Google Voice, so, you know, people might actually be able to call back, so we'll see how that goes.
You have reached 911.
She's not answering. Let's try her again.
You have reached.
Oh, she's calling back. Hello, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Trina. I think you just tried to call me in reference to a rental.
Yeah, I was calling you back about that house.
Yes, is this the one in Cary?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm assuming it's still available.
It is.
Great. And so how do you go about, scheduling viewings?
Yeah, you can just stop by, you know, whenever. Are you around later tonight?
Yeah, but tonight isn't good. Maybe Friday or...
Yeah, that could work. It's better if you to come see the house in the evening, so that it's easier to find it then.
Okay. All right. I'll see about... I'll see if I can... What time tonight are you thinking of? What time in the...
I'd say any time after 6, you know. It's easier to... It's harder to find the house during the day. It's easier to find it after it gets dark.
Well, that don't make any sense, but... Okay.
Oh, well, it's actually a... It's a weird... Kind of a weird history. This house was built in 1805, and it's actually got this weird thing where it's actually a... The house itself is some kind of a spirit, because it's actually it disappears during the day. It's a ghost house, so you can only appears at nighttime after the sunset. So it's a very private neighborhood, because nobody can find the house during the day. Because during the day it just looks like an empty lot, and then at nighttime there's this old Victorian house, and it kind of looks like something out of a Scooby-Doo movie. It's really interesting. I've never seen anything like it before.
Oh really?
So,
well. Dave, I appreciate your phone call.
Yep. So did you want to come take a look at the house tonight?
No, absolutely not. I appreciate it though.
Oh. You don't like the house? It's in a quiet neighborhood. Nope. Nope, she does not want to rent a ghost house. Okay, so we'll cross her off the list. And so except the rest of these numbers, nobody left a voicemail or a text or just missed calls, so I don't know anybody's name, so we'll just see how it goes. Okay. Let me call the first one on the list.
Your call has been forwarded to...
Nope, they're not picking up. Let's try it again.
Hello,
this is Dave. I'm calling you back about the house for rent you called a couple of days ago.
Where is this house located?
It's in Cary.
And you take 6 and 8 for this house?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Yep.
It's still available?
It is. So... It's actually a really interesting house. It's a fun place to live. It's actually an old Victorian house from 1807, and it's actually really cool. Like this, actually it's one of the most unique houses in Cary, I would say, because like the basement of the house, because it was built on, look, must have been some kind of an Indian burial ground, so you can actually hear like Indian drums like going off nonstop in the basement all day. It's actually really cool. It's like really relaxing to listen to.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. Like when you go down into the basement, you just hear the drums, you know, playing over and over. It's really cool. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
When can I see it?
You can come see it whenever you'd like. Are you around later tonight?
Yeah. I prefer like early in the afternoon, but
oh yeah, that works.
Available.
Are you around maybe 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Are you able to text me the address and your name, please?
Oh yeah, my name is Dave, and here let me go down into the basement so you can hear the drums going on. It's really cool. So let me go down to the basement.
Are vegans healthy?
Oh.
Are vegetarians?
Hold on. Sorry, my computer is playing
French
an advertisement, apparently.
Vegan.
There we go. See, do you hear, like, the drums playing?
I do.
Yeah, you just hear, like, the drums and the chanting, you know, though. Every time you go into the basement, it's really weird.
Okay, well, if you could text me the address.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
sure.
I'll come by there about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, sounds good.
My name is Kendra.
Sounds good. Well, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye. Oh. Well, she likes the Indian drumming. Okay. Had to go on YouTube and find a sound effect in it. Tried to play an advertisement at the beginning. You know, silly YouTube and their advertisements. Okay, so we'll cross Kendra off our list now. Okay, now let's call the next one on the list and see how it goes. I might have to try the Indian drums again. That was kind of fun.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Well, they're not answering. Let's try one more time. Sometimes you got to call a couple times before they pick up.
You have reached the
Nope, they're not picking up. All right, so let's try another number on the list. See if they want to rent my house built on an Indian burial ground. Let's try this one.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been...
Nope, they forgot to set up their voicemail. Try one more time, but it went straight to voicemail, so I'm thinking their phone might be off.
I'm sorry, the person you were...
Nope. All right, try the next one now. Ooh, and we got a call back, what's-her-face, in a few minutes. Probably been about 10 minutes by now, maybe a little more.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dave. I'm calling you back about the house for rent. You called a little while ago?
Hi, Dave. Yes, I did. I saw the Craigslist ad yesterday afternoon, and I was calling about it. I didn't see any photos or anything of that sort, so I was wondering if you had those to take a look at or...
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
Great. You said it was right off Kilder and Tryon, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and when you said older home, is it just the year that it was built, or is it an unrenovated home?
Oh, it's actually a really cool house. It was actually built in 1810, so it's actually one really old house, and it's got some really interesting quirks to it. Like, it was actually, I was doing some digging into the house history, and it turns out it was actually built on an Indian burial ground, because like when you go down into the basement, you can actually hear like drums playing, you're like chanting. It's really weird. Like,
okay.
Like I'll go down there and you can hear it right now. Listen.
Okay. And do you have photos of the home?
Oh yeah, definitely. But it's really weird. Like whenever I take photos, I always come out in black and white for some reason. I've never been able to take a color photo in the house.
Okay, because I live right off Kilder and Tryon. We are looking for a 3-bedroom in the area. Our lease is up at the end of the month.
Yeah.
What are the requirements for the applicants that you're asking for?
Well, the requirements are pretty low because, you know, it's hard to rent this place because nobody wants to hear the chanting down in the basement. Like, can you hear it right now? Because I'm standing in the basement right now.
Okay.
It's like it just like drums and chanting going on. It's really weird.
There's what? I'm sorry?
There's like drums and chanting sounds, and the basement's empty, but I can hear people chanting and playing drums. It's because I think it's because it was built on an Indian burial ground.
So,
some people tell me the place is haunted, but I don't really know if it's a ghost or not. But definitely never been able to figure out how to stop the sound down in the basement though. Like, I don't know if you can hear it over the phone, but it's really interesting.
I don't think I can hear much of it now.
Here, let me go closer to the furnace and you can hear it. Can you hear it now?
Oh, are those drums?
Yeah, it's just, the basement's completely empty. But for, like, that's just
strange.
I know, it just plays down here like nonstop, 24/7. It's really weird.
That is very strange. Can you hear it from the upstairs part of the house?
Sometimes at night you can.
Okay. Is it loud by chance, or?
It's not that loud. I mean, I guess it really just depends on how sensitive your ears are. Like, sometimes, you know, it keeps people up at night. But other people just sleep right through it. That's why I had to lower the rent so much, because it's hard to rent this place for too long because, you know, everybody just freaked out about the drums down in the basement.
Right, that makes sense. Where, have you seen what, I mean, have you asked anyone maybe why?
Well, I did some research on the house, and it, according to, like, the Historical Society, it was, I guess there was an Indian burial site on this land when they built it, and so that's why people tell me it might be haunted by, you know, Indians, but I don't really know if that's true or not, but I definitely haven't been able to figure out the chanting and the drums.
That is pretty scary.
Yeah, like, here, let me go upstairs. Yeah, it's kind of loud down here.
Talk to my husband about it, but we do have younger kids, so if it's something that's very loud or anything of that sort,
it's dangerous. Nobody's ever gotten hurt in the house. It's just a weird phenomenon that nobody can explain.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, let me then explain to my husband what's going on, and that I spoke to you, and is this your cell phone that I can call back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I'm not here, just leave a message.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks
You're
for calling
welcome.
Back.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I'll turn off the drums now. So, well, that was cool. She was totally accepting of, you know, renting my house that was built on an Indian burial ground. So might have to try something different for the next call. You know, don't want to be repetitive, but that was a good one. What was that person I was supposed to call back? Oh, that's right. It was Sylvia. Sylvia was the...
Hello?
Hello, Sylvia?
Hi, baby. Sorry about that, but I can't call... when I work.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, so the apartment is for the house, I mean, thank you, is for my boyfriend and I.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's already there. I'm wondering if he can go today. I don't know if you are available.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's actually really a really neat house. It's actually one of the oldest house in Cary, I think. It was actually built in 1790. So it's an old...
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, yeah, I said it's a really cool house. It's really old. It was built in 1790, so it's an old Victorian home. And it's actually got a really unique history to it, because it's actually... the house is actually haunted by a poltergeist, so it's really interesting. Like, you know, you never have to clean the house because, like, you leave the house a mess and then you come back and the whole house, like, cleans up by itself because, like, the ghost is like a neat freak or something. It's really weird. I've never seen anything like it before until now.
Okay, let me stay with him and I call you back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just remember, you never have to do anything. You just leave messes all over the floor, and the poltergeist cleans it all for you. So it's a self-cleaning house by a ghost. So not many people can say they live in a house with a ghost maid, but all of my tenants have. It's really cool. Like, the only reason the house is for rent, because the old lady who used to live here, she was in her 90s, and she couldn't do anything. She was just, like, stuck in bed all day, so it was awesome. She didn't have to clean, but, you know, she and the poltergeist got into an argument, and the ghost actually threw her out the window. So, unfortunately, she died, so that's why I've got to rent it to somebody else now. So just don't piss off the ghost, otherwise you might throw you out the window. That's no fun.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Let me speak with him and I call you back.
Okay, yeah, sure. Call me back.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Hi. I don't think she's going to call me back. We'll just cross her off the list and... I don't know, I'm running out of phone numbers because I think I've called just about everybody on my list and, you know, nobody's picking up. I'll try some of the numbers that didn't pick up again, and if they don't pick up, then I think we're just going to have to end the show. Unless anybody calls me back. Alright, let's try this last one. And if nobody picks up, I'll probably just edit out all the ringing signals because, you know, nobody wants to listen to that, but we'll see what happens. Nope. All right, nobody's picking up, so I guess that's the end of the show now. So thanks for listening. Hope everybody enjoyed this one. I'll try to do some editing and, you know, make the ringing signals not as long to kind of shorten things up a bit. But anyway, let me know what you think of the format of this show. If you think I should do, you know, shows like this where they're kind of in like a live format where you can hear me calling everybody, or if you want me to just do what I had been doing, where I just call everybody and then, you know, edit the individual calls and clean them up and then, you know, just kind of put them in sequence into a podcast. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll switch back and forth and do both, because both of them are kind of fun to do. But anyway, if anybody wants to help me out with any pranks, I actually have a phone number that I use for prank calls now. It's a Google Voice number. So this one I can call people from and they can call me back. Number may change from time to time, you know, because I'm sure eventually somebody will flag it as spam, but for now, the phone number, if you want to, you know, play pranks on people, like, you know, leave notes on people's cars or post goofy ads on Craigslist, the phone number is area code 317-572-5769. So, you know, post, you know, silly ads on Craigslist, leave notes on people's cars saying, sorry, I dinged your car, and, you know, I will call them back if anybody calls and leaves a message. So anyway, thanks for listening, and I will try to do another podcast soon. I know I've been really bad at doing them. I've been doing it for a couple years now, and this is only the sixth episode, and I don't know, when did I do the last one? Like a year or two ago, maybe? I'd have to go back and look. It's been a while, but anyway, thanks for listening, and, you know, check out all the podcasts, and any prank suggestions, send me an email and let me know. Thank you. Bye.